listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Hello, hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. I'm Kirby Minnick, and I am so glad that you chose to chill with me for a little bit and listen to a good word from the word hello. Now, the day that this podcast goes live, I will be walking across the stage at my university, finally receiving my diploma after being in school for basically my whole life. So that's pretty insane to think about. But man, God is so stinking good and so faithful, y'all. Ain't that the truth? But as many of y'all know, I have an open inbox where you can email me your topic questions for my podcast. It's bottandbeloved@gmail.com, all spelled out. But this week, I decided to share a quick word about something that God has been putting on my heart over the past few days in regards to identity and our view of self and who we are and where we're going. I don't think that I am the only person who has struggled with this issue before, of falling into the trap of comparing my present identity as a child of God with my past self, the person that I no longer am. You feel me on that? The truth is, we have always been, and presently are, God's creation. He made us for himself. But because of the fall, there was a separation. And it may take a little time for us to come to the realization that our true identity has always been in him, and that through giving our lives over to him, we get to access full freedom. Because who we are in Christ is who we were always created to be. We just never unmasked that or activated it until the scales fell off of our eyes and the Holy Spirit empowered us to walk in that truth. The enemy loves to try and get us to look back on our past and lock eyes with the person that we were before Christ, but Jesus desires for us to have our gaze transfixed on his face. When we look back on who we were, lies from the enemy can cause us to see judgment, to see condemnation, to see shame, to see regret. But when we choose to look unto Jesus, our new identity, our hope, our future, we get to see grace. We get to see mercy. We get to see love. We get to see forgiveness. It matters where we get our affirmation from. It matters where we are looking to find our identity. It matters who we believe in and who we believe ourselves to be. Now, I need to clarify some things before we get to excommunicating that reverse pride in our lives, that low view of self, the insecurity and unworthy demeanor that we carry. And I want to bring to the light this amazing verse in 2 Corinthians. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Now, I like to visualize things as I process. So as I read this originally, I imagined how a tarantula molts its old skin. Now, I'm super sorry to my arachnophobic friends out there. I know that's absolutely disgusting, like legitimately so gross. But I think this is actually a very good image. So just bear with me, get over the little squeamish squirms, because maybe God put tarantulas on Earth just for this picture alone. So here we go, little learning moment. Thanks, Noah and the Ark. Thanks for putting two tarantulas on there. But in this process, the tarantula molts because it's growing. It no longer fits within the constraints of its old self because it has an exoskeleton. It no longer fits within those constraints. So it literally has to break free from it. Now, it's a timely process and it's a delicate process as well, but one of the coolest things about this process of leaving its old self behind and emerging out as a new creation is that there's a regeneration process that also begins to take place. So it's in the shedding of the old dead self, sometimes they might lose a leg, but it will grow back in the molting process. Again, super gross image, but when we die to our sin, when we die to our old self, our flesh, and we take on a new life in Christ, when we take on our new identity, which he calls us, it is very similar to that. We shed off this old dead flesh and we begin walking in a new identity that has always been there. We may not have realized it or have activated it, but it's through our faith in God that we almost emerge out in this old dead self falls off. It's in our growth of belief. It's in our growth of faith, of realization that we are able to break free and shed off that old dead self. And sometimes we're called to surrender dead things that we've become super attached to, just like the spider's arm. But he will make a way for something new and life-giving to grow and take its place if we lay it down and leave it in the grave as well. But here's where we tend to fall in the midst of this amazing transformation. Now, we don't see spiders crawling around carrying their carcasses on their back, trying to crawl back inside and make it fit again, right? No way. Again, disgusting. Then how come, after we have gone through such an incredible transformation in Christ, from dead to alive, do we run back to the grave that we were buried in and haul around a dead body and try and put it back on, try to fit back in it? It's like if I were to be given a newer, brighter, more glorious jersey after signing on to Jesus's team for life, and then trying to fit into my old, worn and torn, beat-up jersey from several years ago when I was on that rinky-dink Little League team. Why are we continuing to bring up the things of the past and pretending as if it has any life or relevancy to our identity today? Those things are dead. Your old sinful ways have been fully forgiven. You are freed from that lifestyle. If you have repented and asked for forgiveness and are in Christ, you can receive his full mercy and full grace. Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 through 14 says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Isaiah 43 verses 18 through 19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." When we begin to associate with this false view of self, start putting on a jersey that was buried deep, deep down in the grave after we've been justified by Christ, we are discrediting that resurrecting power that took place in our lives and its transformative process of our eternity and our identity. We are discrediting what it means to be made righteous, to be made new, to be brought to life, to be delivered, to be claimed as a new creation. We are discrediting that our past, present, and future debt was paid in full. Satan loves to bring up our past because that is the only weaponry or record he actually has on us. Satan is not omnipotent. He doesn't know what your tomorrow will bring. He's not all-powerful. The only thing Satan knows about your future is that God is for you, is that God knows all the plans he has for you, just as Jeremiah 29:11 says. And those plans are prosperous. Those plans are not evil. They provide hope. So Satan is going to do everything he can to distort the truth of God before you, manipulate your vision so you can't see the Lord's character clearly. And you begin believing lies about yourself and focusing in on the wrong things so that you may lose confidence and feel as though you have lost your calling along with that. That could not be further from the truth. It really does matter what we focus on, guys, because what we focus on becomes magnified before us. A pastor at my church the other week stated how our eyes were created to magnify and to focus on what is presented in front of us. And that's why it's all the more vital that we fix our spiritual eyes on the truth. As we fix our gaze on lies, especially on the shame of the past that the enemy tries to chain us down with, that magnification brings us into a close proximity of being paralyzed. Proximity to the enemy's tactics paralyzes us, but proximity to the Creator's presence brings power to us. It is not too late for you. I know that your past might be burdening you. I know that you might be able to not sleep at night because of who you slipped up into being for a season, and that just replays in your head over and over again. I know that you might fear going into the presence of the Lord because of what you're going to need to expose into the light, but God wants you. He wants to free you from that old self. He wants to put it to rest in order to give you rest and assurance in what he did for you so that you could be free. He wants to dispel the darkness from the inner parts of your heart so that he can come in and make it his dwelling place. Now, I am super proud to announce that today's podcast is actually being sponsored by one of my favorite brands, one that I've worked with in the past on my other social media platforms, and it's FabFitFun. So for those of you who don't know, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-sized beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. I remember when I got my first box from them, and I seriously felt like it was my birthday all over again, because the products that they include are insanely amazing. I remember getting a cute eye mask that I still use to this day from Free People in one of my boxes, and I also have received Tarte makeup palettes in another one. I mean, you can expect all kinds of brands such as Glam Glow, Anthropologie, Beauty Blender, and way more in your boxes to come. Now, this $49.99 box is valued at $200, so that is honestly a steal. And on top of that, they gave me a sweet promo code for all of you, so you can save even more money. So if you swing by www.fabfitfun.com, you can use code BELOVED for $10 off your first box. Seriously, guys, these boxes sell out so fast. So sign up ASAP and snag a box for only $39.99 instead with the coupon code BELOVED and feel fab, fit, and fun.
Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? If you take it by May 31st, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text Converge to 31996 and take our quick 3 minute survey. That's Converge to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
I know it can be hard to believe that a righteous, perfect God could love a wretch like us and forgive us of our trespasses. But that's what he does. He can still use you despite your struggles, despite your past, despite your brokenness, despite your humanity. Let's not forget that Abraham trusted in his own plan. Elijah was suicidal. Moses had a speech impediment. Gideon dealt with a lot of fear. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. The Samaritan woman, she was divorced multiple times. Noah dealt with alcoholism. He was a drunk. Jacob was a cheater. David was a murderer. Jonah ran away from God. Peter denied Christ 3 times. Thomas doubted in Jesus. Matthew was a betrayer to his people. The woman with blood was sick and rejected by society. Lazarus was dead. Zacchaeus idolized money. And Paul was a murderer of Christians. But we know them for who God transformed them to be. We know them as their true identity in Christ as we talk about them and as we preach about them in church, because they believed in their identity in Christ. They suited up in their identity in Christ. They lived confidently in their identity in Christ once they were given a new name. God has given you a new name. He has given you a new jersey. He has turned you from a Saul into a Paul, a Simon into a Peter. Don't you want to live out your new God-given name? God takes broken people, hurt people, fallen people, and he uses their wounds, their quirks, their hearts to reflect his glory as a healer, as a deliverer, as a faithful father. Your past regrets do not derail God's future for you. Your mistakes do not withhold you from experiencing the fullness of his grace and mercy. Your problems do not keep you away from his steadfast love. Those things that you once associated with are not who you are anymore. They can be God's testimony in your life as to who you are today in him. You want to know who you are in Christ? Do you want to know who he calls you, what your new name is? Do you want to know the truth that the enemy doesn't want you to fully embrace? Because if you did, you would be a force for hell to reckon with. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2 says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Deuteronomy 7, 7 through 8, "It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you. for you were of the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, I know that those verses in Deuteronomy are specific to Israel's history, but because we have been brought into this covenant through our belief in Jesus, those truths apply to us as well. What would change if you fully embraced the truth of God in your life? Really, think about that. If you fully embraced the truth of who God calls you to be, of who you are, of everything he promises to you, what would change? Not just the commands, not just the boundaries, but in who he says you are. Our Father is a king. That changes everything about our identity as adopted children. If you fully embraced every word of his truth, especially about your identity, God's glory in your life would be so magnified. Joy would erupt in your heart, and heaven would feel a lot closer than it did when you were trapped inside of a dead skin like a tarantula. Jesus died for every single one of our sins, and he rose out of that grave 3 days later so that he could put that dead, molted carcass in there instead. Cast your old self into the grave and let it be buried so that you can walk out amongst the living with Christ. Through God's love, grace, and power in their lives, Abraham became the father of a great and mighty nation. Elijah testified to God's goodness before the presence of false prophets. Moses led God's people out of captivity. Gideon took down idol altars and fought in the name of the Lord. Samson took down lions and the Philistines. Rahab showed immense mercy and sheltered God's people. The Samaritan woman went out and fearlessly proclaimed Jesus' testifying work in her life. Noah built an ark, filled it with two of every kind of animal, shout out to the tarantula, and followed through in God's vision for new life. Jacob became Israel and reconciled broken relationships. David, he defeated Goliath, and he continued to pursue after God wholeheartedly, even in his faults. Jonah obeyed and brought the news of repentance to a hopeless group of unbelievers. Peter became the rock upon which the Christian church was built. Thomas overcame his unbelief. Matthew documented Jesus' ministry for all of us today, and he died a martyr. The woman with blood was noticed and healed completely. Lazarus was brought to life. Zacchaeus became a generous giver, and Paul became one of the greatest missionaries in Bible history. Don't ever become convinced that your humanity, that your brokenness, that your past is too great of a chasm that God cannot cross over to, redeem, and use for his story and glory. The Bible is a testament to God calling out the truth in people that has been buried under the enemy's oppression of lies. When you begin to think to yourself, oh, God can never love me because of what I've done. Oh, maybe I'm not really actually fully forgiven of my past, this, that, the other. Maybe this is actually who I still am. You need to let that dead arm go. If you haven't repented, then repent, but know that forgiveness comes with true repentance. Let the whole old self be buried in the grave. Stop carrying those old burdens because you are allowing it to weigh you down and overpower you. But you've been given the right to walk in full freedom and redemption. Jesus's yoke is easy and light. So cast your burdens before him and take that on instead. When Satan tries to bring up your past and lead you to that grave, you need to turn your focus to the cross. Look at Satan in the face and say, you want to talk about past Satan? Okay, look at what Jesus did on the cross for us. Remember that day, huh? Remember when those angels rolled his stone away, proving that you ain't got nothing on us? Oh, I'm sorry, Satan. Did that trigger you? I thought that you wanted to bring up the past. Oh, and to add a cherry on top, we can talk about the future too, because I know where you're going, because I know my God goes before me victoriously. Fam, we have been given a new hope. We have a new future that actually lives and actually walks out of the grave. That is who we get to commune with now. Yeah, I once played for that rinky-dink little league team, but I'm in the big leagues now, boy. Yeah, I know that I couldn't make goals by my own strength, that I would slip, and fall, sometimes score into my own goal and I looked like a fool, but Jesus is training me up now. He is a coach that leads me to victory. And come end times when we have to play Satan, bruh, he's gonna have a jacked up squad because I know exactly how he trains up his players to play themselves. So I'll see you at game time. I'll see you at game time, Satan. You ain't getting no participation trophy come end time, Satan. Yeet. I think that roast was a little too toasty for him, even though he's in the unquenchable fire, but for real, you don't need to dwell on your past when Christ has put that mess to rest. He is cutting off those weak areas in your life, those areas you once hid in the dark. He is pruning the extremities that once drained life out of you in order to bring you life, in order to bring him glory, and to bring heaven down to earth for other people who need freedom and redemption. Look to the truth and look to the cross if you want to know who you are, because that is how God sees you, and that's how he knows you. Worthy, loved, valued, purposeful, mighty, able, abundantly more, and enough. Now, I know that this was a shorter podcast. I usually go for like 20, 30 minutes. But I hope that this was an encouragement to you all today and that you choose to cast your burdens before the cross and you let it be buried in the grave, that you bring your past before him and you allow him to bury it, to get rid of it, to put it to rest once and for all so you can begin walking confidently in who he calls you to be, in who you actually are. Rise up, overcome, walk in new life, and walk in new purpose in Christ. I love y'all so much, and I want to thank you for supporting today's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe for new podcasts every single week and leave a rating and a comment so other people know to check it out as well. It means way more to me than you know. And share this. Share this with someone who might be struggling with their past and feeling like that's weighing them down and that's what's identifying them. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. You are free in Christ and you have a new name, so embrace it and walk in it. You can follow me on all my social media as well. Just look up Kirby is a Boss on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube for all kinds of fun and Christian content. We keep it family friendly up in here. But anyways, I will see you guys here next week. And thank you again for tuning into another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast.
Listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but then daily putting it into action and drawing inspiration on the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.